So a very good morning, John Kelly, and a good morning it is as well. National shot put record holder. It's a dream achieved by yourself. What a performance last night.
Oshin, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And yeah, a very, very much so. A dream and a life's work come through.
Yeah.
I can't stop now, as they say. I have to keep pushing, going and going and going. But for 13 years, I sat in the sport from a very young age of 12. And then I've pushed my way to here now. So no, a lot of ups and downs, but we've got to a standard, and I'm happy. We've got to a good international standard, and I'm very, very happy to break the 20 barrier.
Yeah, listen, you've been in good form over the last number of weeks. Obviously, taking the national shot put title in Santry, and you set a new championship record on that weekend as well. Did you think that it was going to come this week?
To be honest with you, Ocean, I kind of knew there were signs, there were things coming. I had a couple of big throws in training, about a couple of big throws in the warm-ups, and even fouls in competitions, and I just kind of knew myself there was something there in the background. But to put it in on home soil, it was my last competition in home soil for a while, so to put it in here, it's special. It makes it even more special, so this, in front of the family, in front of everybody.
Yeah, and listen, there was a great atmosphere in Cork on Tuesday evening. We were watching it online, and there was a couple of big throwers involved in that event, so you knew that I suppose the standard was going to be very, very high, and it was a matter of you keeping up with those guys.
Of course, and it's good to see you through. It's good to have the big names in Irish soil, and it's good to chase them. It's good to kind of be out of the comfort zone, because they drive me on, and I'm sure I kind of scare them a bit. They don't want to get beat by me, so it's good to have that cat and mouse chase. So it's definitely good fun, and it's definitely long may it last, and good crowds in a Cork too cheering us on.
Yeah, we were sitting watching it, as I said, online, and we had to wait maybe a couple of seconds or so, about a half a minute, to get confirmation that it was the record. But did you know once you released the shot put that it was a good one?
I knew when I left my hand, there was something about it anyways, and then it took me a minute. It felt, I think it was about 20 seconds, but it felt like 20 hours, so then waiting for it to pop up on the screen, and then I just got overcome with emotions.
Yeah, and as you said, it was a long journey, John. It's a fantastic achievement to get a national record, but it's something that you and your dad, John Senior, has worked very hard over the last number of years to achieve.
Of course, it's not been a one-man team. It's not been just me and my dad. My mum have been fantastic. My family too. My girlfriend, my team here in Ireland, everybody. There's so many people I don't even know where to start or to thank and where to even begin with. And then the people in Sweden, and just there are a lot of people in part of this process. And it's good to finally see a part of it coming to fruition. It's good to see something come for us. And a lot of work around it. But we can't stop now. We can't. You have to keep pushing.
Yeah, you're going back to Sweden literally today, the day after setting the record. What's next for you then, John?
I'm heading back actually now. What's next? I'm not too sure, to be honest. I'm kind of keeping my ear open. The words are at the minute, and I'm a wee bit off the words down to the minute. A bit more on, a wee bit off it, but I'm hoping to chase my way up on it. Up next is probably a couple of local competitions in Sweden, then I've got a couple of Grand Prix, and then we'll see where I'm at after that. I think I have some in Sweden and then some in Portugal. And then after that, we'll see where I'm at for European contentions. But yeah, and then we'll finish off the season, probably a few more Grand Prix meets. But yeah, it's looking like it's in the tail end of the season now. We're just over halfway, which is good. It's good.
Yeah, and I know, talking to Patsy after you hit the new mark as well, I asked him what's next, and he says, well, European qualification now is the next stage for you. Is that achievable by the end of the year? How much pressure are you going to put on yourself to get that, John?
To be honest with you, I started off the year, and standards are always nice to get, and to be honest with you, making these championships are always nice to get, but for me, it's about having fun. It's about just going and having fun. If it happens, it happens. I'd be more than delighted to go, but I'm just having fun along the way, and I'm enjoying my journey back, and I'm enjoying my journey and the sport. Maybe along when I don't want to chase the standards too much. I just want to go have fun.
Good man.
Let everybody know that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it's about enjoying life. Listen, and I know your brother's very close to you, James, as well, and you both throw the shots. You've got the bragging rights now at this stage, John.
And maybe at the minute, but he's still young. I've got 4 years in him, but I should catch up, or if he doesn't, then he'll figure it out, hopefully. Fingers crossed. He's young.
Okay, well, listen, good to talk to you, John, and you sound like a fun guy. You're enjoying it. Congratulations to you and your family, and of course everybody involved at Finn Valley as well, because it's been a fantastic achievement, and we wish you all the best in your continued success this year.
Thank you very much, Ocean. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the time. Thank you.